Hi everybody, it's Lenore68, it's the 6th of December, it's 2014, and I haven't been on here for quite a while. Firstly because I haven't really had that much to share of any great interest or importance, and secondly, I don't really like the layout of Audio Boom. I find it really hard to get used to, and I don't actually find it as personal as it used to be. I don't quite know why, and that's probably just my, you know, I don't know whether that's just my opinion, but I'm struggling a little bit since the new app. So what have I got to tell you? Well, as I said at the beginning, nothing of great interest has been happening. Getting up, going to work, coming back, started some new projects at work, and you know, they're interesting, but only as far as work is concerned. That when I come out of work, that's it. But they're interesting projects within social work, the social work field. Right, one thing is happening. I'm having hopefully having a new guide dog. I've been on the guide dog list since January last year, so it's nearly 12 months. And this week I had a phone call saying that they think they have a potential match for me. I won't know really until next week, because the guide dog instructor said that she's got to do a couple of blindfold walks until she really knows. But hopefully she's found the right dog, and she's going to get back to me next week with a definite yes or no. And then we will commence training in January. So, new year, new dog. I love any dog, really, but I'm going to be really careful, because in the past, because of my love for dogs and that overtakes everything else, I've settled for perhaps less in a guide dog than I really want. For example, Purdy has always had a spending problem, and I don't mean money. She's always spent. She pooed in the street and weed in the street, and despite telling the guide dog centre many, many times that she's got this problem, they haven't really been quick to solve it or resolve it. So I've put up with it, and it's actually not just embarrassing, because people, the general public, as they should be really, they're not, you know, if they are sort of chastised for their dogs pooing in the street, why should I be, or guide dogs be, any different? So, you know, I've had a few pulled faces and strong words from the general public. And secondly, which is probably the more important, is whenever she wants a poo, she pulls to a piece of grass when out on harness, and she pulls when she wants to. She's actually very, very strong, and she pulls pretty quickly, suddenly, and quite hard, and it's actually quite dangerous, because she'll lose focus for the time that she wants to go to the toilet, and with having no sight at all, it's harder to get back on track, I think, when she's done that. So, you know, I won't settle for anything less in a guide dog than I really want this time. I am keeping Purdy. I've kept all my guide dogs after they've retired, so I am keeping Purdy with me, and she will be a pet dog. She's 9, so she's actually done quite well. She's still young enough to enjoy the company of a new dog. And I've had quite a few years working with her, so I have give her a really good chance of being a guide dog. She's an excellent guide dog, Purdy is, but it's just when she spends, and she can go to the toilet up to 5 or 6 times per walk. So it's quite bad. What else have I got to tell you? Oh yeah, the single is out that we did with Kirsty Bocciarelli. I think that's how you pronounce her name. Do you remember I told you last time that we went down to Abbey Road with a group of customers, and we recorded a single with Kirsty Bocciarelli singing and Nick Mason from Pink Floyd playing the drums. Well, that's been released and it's called The Ghost of Christmas Past. It's an okay single. It's very slow. Get it on YouTube. You'll find out for yourself. You know, give it a listen, see what you think. It's not the sort of Christmas song that you'll be bopping around the Christmas tree to, but it might be one that you sort of are snogging in the corner to. And we went on the radio, Jess and I. Jess is a colleague of mine. We went on the radio to promote that. And we've also won YMCA of the Year. There are 400 YMCAs, I think, in the whole country. And we've won YMCA of the Year. So that's brilliant as well. That's something that we, as an organisation, are very proud of. Anything else that I've got to say? No, not really. Getting all geared up for Christmas, starting my Christmas shopping today. Haven't got any idea what to get. As the kids are getting older, it's getting more and more difficult. The presents are getting smaller, but the price tags are getting bigger. So starting that today, having birthday celebrations because my eldest girl is 19, so we're all going out tonight to a new pub called the Cotton Mill pub restaurant that's opened. Anything else? Carol services and everything, school performances, getting geared up for, and Rebecca and her friends. We've put quite a few audio boos of their singing on. Well, I have. She's actually got through to the final of a big competition that's run all over the country called Open Mic. So that's going to be taking place in January. And it's been held, I think it's at the NEC in Birmingham, I'm not too sure, but I think that's where it is. So we're all, you know, they're getting all geared up for that. So that's all I've got to say, really. Have a lovely Christmas if I don't get back to you, but hopefully I'm going to try and do a few more boos over Christmas. And I'll speak to you real soon. Bye.